This is John Batchelor, conversation with my good colleague Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about a surprising pamphlet put out by Al-Qaeda inviting jihadists from across the planet to come to Afghanistan to get training before they launch their strikes. Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, where, according to the U.S. government, Al-Qaeda is not in Afghanistan. According to the Taliban, Al-Qaeda is not in Afghanistan. According to Al-Qaeda, we're here and we're welcoming all jihadists. The puzzle here, Bill addresses immediately. How is this? It is possible that Al-Qaeda and Taliban no longer care what the U.S. or its allies think. Here's Bill Raggio to explain. Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. More of this later.
Yeah, I must admit, John, that this is a bit surprising because Al-Qaeda has, and the Taliban claims Al-Qaeda doesn't exist there, that they left the country after the U.S. invaded in 2001. Al-Qaeda hasn't even announced the death of Ayman al-Zawahiri or his successor, who is Saif al-Adel, because they didn't want to, because Zawahiri was killed in a strike in Kabul while sheltering in a Taliban safe house. They've kept this relationship under wraps up until now because of the problems that it can cause for the Taliban. I think this will be very problematic for the Taliban. But to me, what this says is Al-Qaeda and very likely the Taliban, they don't care anymore, that they're quite comfortable with this relationship. So while it might cause problems for the Taliban internationally, the fact is that countries are eager to negotiate with the Taliban to recognize them. Sirajuddin Haqqani, the head of the Haqqani Network, who's the Taliban's interior minister and deputy emir, just traveled to Saudi Arabia for the Hajj, as well as met with the foreign minister of the United Arab Emirates. He's a specially designated global terrorist who shouldn't be allowed to travel internationally, and yet here we are.